Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Can't talk. I hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend. We had a long weekend. I didn't get much rest. I had one of my boys in, and when they're there, we usually stay up till wee hours of the morning talking and even watching movies and whatever the case may be. But it was a nice visit. We had a good time. Before I left on Wednesday, I received an email from one of you, and I'm going to share that. I don't do that too often. I get a few pats on the back. I don't always share them all, but I'm sharing this one. Maybe because I needed the pat on the back, or maybe because I think you need reminded about who we are, really. So this is after the show on Wednesday, July 3rd. And it's coming, we'll just say John. Great show today. Very interesting about Betsy Ross. The slave section was good, too. If you remember, I talked about the history of Betsy Ross and the history of one particular slave owner and slave here in the U.S. He said about America. Is America the federal government? What is America? Well, I think America is a spirit, a set of ideas, the result of a very long process, springing forth from Protestant Christianity, from the Germanic tribes' fierce concept of freedom, from the British idea of law and the rights of the individual, from the Scottish Enlightenment, all of that and more, then refined by the settlers and colonists who created, who built a civil society. They were free and self-reliant long before the War of Independence, long before the Constitution. Remember, the Articles of Confederation were the first union of the states. My long-winded point is that America's civil society is not the federal government. The federal government was taken over long ago. Not hopeless, just true. And he adds, keep at it, he says. You're doing a most valuable service to America and mankind. I hope I'm helping. I really do hope I'm helping. There's days I wonder just exactly why I'm here. We had special shows on the 4th and the 5th, and I hope you had time to listen. If you did not take time to listen, you can go to my website at csctalkradio.com, and they are there on podcast where you can listen to them. Or I think we put it on YouTube. I believe they're on YouTube. I could be mistaken. I'm not positive. We couldn't do Facebook Live because we did pre-record. And Don Jans will be back with us on July 18th next week. As we close the one show, the final one on the 5th, I attempted to, and we ran out of time, to read a poem that I had written. And I think I read this to you a few weeks ago. But as we were going through this weekend, and I did not get to witness the big parade, we had our own little doings here in this little town, and I got to thinking the president should see this. He should see this small-town city band in the park and the people gathering just to hear the small-town city band in the park. One of the local churches had somebody making funnel cakes, and they were just passing them out. That's America. That's why I'm here every day. Not just for this small town, but for your small town. For your city. What is it you're doing there? I applaud the president for what he did in D.C. to put on the big display. It needs to be done on occasion. We need to be reminded. And I was angered at the rhetoric that was going on about him showing force against we the people. He wants people to know that he has force against them. No, that was Swalwell who said, they got guns, we got nukes. That's what he said about the citizens of the United States of America and the Second Amendment. That's what they think, the left. Our nation is in trouble. But as John said, it is a spirit. And I think that's something that bothers me so much, is I'm concerned that that spirit of independence is lost. People want the government to help them, to bail them out, to fix things. Well, government never fixed anything. And they can't give you something unless they take it away from you or someone else first. And if you're the kind of person that's okay with your neighbor taking care of you while you don't do anything, then you're not an American. I'm sorry. That's not the American way. Unless you're in need. And then it is. When my home burned, people were there for me. We had things because they gave them to us. Clothes, kitchen utensils, a blanket, quilts. People made quilts for us, and I kind of laughed. I moved into this little town from the suburb of Kansas City, Raytown, Missouri, and all the other girls that when they were getting married, they're at grandmother's or somebody was making them quilts. It was the way of life down here. Well, I didn't have a quilt when I got married. Nobody made me a quilt. But after that house burned, several people made us quilts. And we got old quilts, too, which we still use. But we're a nation that's in trouble. And I feel this so deeply. And I wrote this poem, A Broken Nation. And I attempted to read it to you last week, and I ran out of time. A broken nation cannot be free. When people hate and disagree, removing bits of history brings discord, not harmony. From our revolutionary days to wars on prairies against the brave, from civil wars to world conflicts, this young nation has stood the test. Resisting tyrants on foreign lands, freeing others from their hands. It was the blood of our young men, strangers' freedoms, they did win. When once for independence they fought, now a people who want for naught. Less satisfied with what they've got, more longing for what can't be bought. But if they'd only stop and think, their liberty is on the brink. Together when the people stand, their strength and freedom are in their hands. The people who once fought for independence now scream for government dependence. Our history, it's tried and true. The future now is up to you. We can see what's wrong, but will we do anything to right the wrong? We've got a long way to go, folks. A long way to go. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about, in that long way to go, you can't count on Congress. You cannot count on Congress. I want to talk about that when we come back. We're heading into a break. I'm going to hold off on the phone lines until later. But you can write the number down, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I said as we were going into the break, you cannot count on Congress. You just can't. You can't count on Congress to do their job. What is their job? Protect the borders. They're not doing it, are they? Guard against invasions and attacks. They're not doing that either, are they? In fact, they're fighting the president every step of the way. Every step of the way, whether it's foreign or here, on our own soil. You can't count on them to guard your money. The House is supposed to take care of the purse. Oh, they're taking care of it all right. They're supposed to keep a common sense and balanced budget. They're not doing that, and you can't count on them to do it. You cannot count on them to protect, preserve, and honor the U.S. Constitution. That is our contract between them and us. And they hate it. They hate it with a passion. So you can't count on them. And you cannot count on them, and it is so blatantly obvious, to honor the American citizens and voters. You didn't do what they wanted you to do. They wanted you to vote in another Democrat socialist, Hillary Clinton. And you didn't do it. For whatever reason, you didn't trust this nation in her hands. Rightfully so. She couldn't even handle the disappointment of the loss of an election to come out and tell her crying crowd it's okay. She couldn't even do that. She got drunk and threw a fit. That's who That's who they wanted to lead this nation. Yeah. No, if you can't count on Congress. Not at all. Unless you're an illegal alien, then you might be able to count on them. You can count on them to lie. They're going to lie to you. You can count on them to obstruct. They're going to obstruct the president, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You can't count on Congress. Unless you want them to be disrespectful. Then you can count on them because they're doing a lot of that. We just had an important holiday. And they couldn't even respect that. You can't count on them for that. Congress, the left in particular, but there's many rhinos on so-called right, a.k.a. Roy Blunt, who hate this nation. They take an oath to protect it, and then they work their very hardest to destroy it, to control it, to manipulate it. Freedom isn't free. And there's no such thing as a free lunch. Ask Venezuela. Just where would they be now if they'd have had a Second Amendment? Where would they be now if they weren't run by a dictator? You can't count on Congress to feed you either. You know that, right? There's this... where's my story? I have the wrong story in front of me. There's this woman in New York. And she was being detained because she had picked up groceries and put them in a bag and attempted to shoplift. When the police were called in, they looked into her bag. It says, "We looked in her bag and all we saw were containers of food. We didn't see anything else. It was just necessary food, necessity food." When the police approached her to assess the situation, the woman simply told the policeman, they asked her what she was doing and why, "I was hungry. I asked her what's going on, and she told me she was hungry," said Lieutenant Louise Sojo. "So I looked in her bag and we decided to say, we'll pay for her food." And the woman cried. She cried. Congress didn't pay for her food. Congress will not pay for her food. Congress's policies are the reason this woman is hungry. Congress's hate for the policeman doesn't help anybody's situation in any town, in any city. These policemen, with their own money, paid for this woman's food. When you look at someone's face and you notice that they need you, they're actually hungry, it's pretty difficult as a human being to walk away from something like that. We weren't raised like that. It's the right thing to do. The three policemen, they call them cops, I have a problem with that. The three policemen, their action did not go unnoticed. Someone is there and filmed it. And immediately put it out on social media. The woman wept, and the policeman paid for her food. Congress will not pay for your food. Congress will allow an invasion at the border that'll take your jobs and leave you hungry. Congress will not pay for your food. They simply will not. Starbucks is in trouble. They apologized. It says here that Starbucks Corp. on Sunday apologized with an employee after an employee at one of their stores in Arizona asked six policemen to leave or move out of customers' line of sight, triggering social media backlash. The officers had visited the store on July 4th and had paid for their drinks before one company employee approached them and about a customer not feeling safe because of the police presence. Now, I wonder if that lady in New York felt unsafe with the police's presence. They could have arrested her. They had every reason to arrest her. She was stealing. She was taking something that didn't belong to her, something Congress practices every single day. They take what does not belong to them. But they're not going to stand up and protect our policemen. They're not going to stand up and protect this hungry woman. But this arrogant young man, or woman, I don't know which it was, in Starbucks, decided to take it upon themselves because one person had a problem with six policemen sitting there. Don't you kind of wonder what kind of a life that one person's living? That they had a problem with six policemen in there? That they didn't feel safe? Well, I don't know when I would feel safe, but if six policemen were sitting there in the same restaurant I was in, I would feel pretty safe. So it makes me wonder about them. But on behalf of Starbucks, this gentleman says, I want to sincerely apologize to you all for the experience that six of your officers had in our store on July 4th. And that's coming from Rosen Williams, the coffee chain's executive vice president. They wrote, what occurred in our store on July 4th is never the experience your officers or any customer should have. And at a Starbucks, we are already taking the necessary steps to ensure this doesn't happen again in the future. Did they fire that employee? Did they tell that particular crazy customer, don't bother coming here? If you don't like the other people, then you just don't bother coming here. You could take yours to go. Personally, I don't like Starbucks coffee, and I'm a big coffee drinker. I am trying so hard, if any of you out there have any connection with Folgers, to bring Folgers on board here. There is nothing more partisan, nonpartisan, than coffee. Sorry, Starbucks. You've done too many stupid things for me to support you, and I don't really like the coffee anyway. You know, Congress cannot be counted on. Over and over and over again, we see this. And last night, I was watching You Know Me, and I missed part of it, and for some reason, I didn't get it recorded like it's supposed to automatically record, and so I couldn't rewatch the first part of it. But Levin had a gentleman on, I cannot remember his name. If you watched Levin last night, you give me a holler and let me know what his name was. I didn't have time to look it up this morning, but I will. But he was talking about some of the things Congress is doing, and he put it back on the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and some of the things that our Founding Fathers viewed so important to make sure never happened again. In other words, Congress tells us our president is a tyrant, but the real tyrant is Congress. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, MyPillow.com.
And we have a charge listening to CSC Talk Radio. Today I'm talking about Congress again. And it's because I believe that Congress is the crisis in this nation. They have been the crisis for over 100 years. Presidents come and presidents go, and yes, we've had some bad ones and we've had a few good ones. But Congress stays and stays, and they legislate, and they manipulate, and they regulate, and they spend. And when they don't like it, they obstruct. I think you get the point. You cannot count on Congress. Now, somebody I just noticed on Facebook, he said, what is the solution? I've been praying and it just gets worse. Well, prayer is the solution. A changing of the hearts. Been reading in the book of Daniel in church on Sunday school, and how he interpreted dreams. And it seemed like those leaders never learned. They just never learned until one was thrown into craziness for 7 years. Nebuchadnezzar, and when he came out, he acknowledged the one and true God. Congress is the problem. When I was watching Levin, just the little bit that I got to see last night, they were talking about what Congress has been doing. And they related it back. And if you listen to the shows on the 4th of July and the 5th with Don Jans, we were talking about the Bill of Rights and the difference between rights and entitlements. Well, if you listen to these folks in Congress and those that are running for president, oh my gosh, you deserve everything. But where are they going to get it? They're just lying to you. They're lying to you. And you've got to understand. Well, this woman, she's crazy. I'm sorry, she's crazy. But she wants me thrown in jail for saying that. I need to be prosecuted for insulting or making fun of members of Congress. What does that say to you about that First Amendment? Well, this is the cowboy hat wearing Wilson. Representative, what is her first name? Frederica Wilson. She's threatening prosecution for people who make fun of Congress online. Supposedly posts in the private group, and it joked about the deaths of migrants. I don't know if this is true or not. It's supposed to be a private group that they claim are members of the border patrols or have been, and that they've made fun of this. But Wilson addressed the media as she was with other members of Congress visiting a child detention center for unaccompanied minor illegal immigrants in Homestead, Florida. Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted. There's your First Amendment lover right there, a member of Congress, Ms. Wilson, Frederica Wilson. You know, I would love to have these folks one by one right here in studio with me, face to face. Yeah, I'd be nervous, but I would set them down. They need a little mama in their lives. My boys are probably rolling their eyes around about now. They need to have a lesson on the First Amendment. Now, we're getting a little out of hand in this nation. That part is true. With the name calling, and the president's done his fair share. But what these in Congress have done to our president, not just here, but in foreign lands, to me, borders treason. Not because I want to upset the First Amendment, but because they are showing disrespect to the head of this nation. They've called him everything. They've called him Hitler. They've called him a Ku Klux Klan member, when we know the Democrat Party was part of the Ku Klux Klan. They don't want to say that, though. They've called him everything in the book, just about. So if they're going to prosecute citizens, then by golly, we need to turn that around and prosecute them. We've got Larry from Missouri has a little comment about Congress. Larry, how are you today?
Fine, Beth. Yeah, Congress can't do their job again. Trump's not right. I have a sense of, if you don't know the people's names and where they live, you'd be counting people on the other side of the world who don't even live in this country.
Oh, yeah. They'll defend everyone except the citizens here. Well, especially if you voted, if you voted Republican or for Donald Trump.
I have no problem asking me. I'm a citizen. I was born in the United States, so I ain't no problem made. I mean.
Oh, you're talking about the census now. Okay.
Yeah, how you have a census if you don't know where the people are at and if they're a citizen?
Well, they want to know where you live, how far. They want to know where you live, how far from work you live, and everything except whether you are a citizen. So that tells you they're more into regulating and mandating your life than they are about making sure that our votes are counted.
I don't know. They just seem act.
Well, you can't count on Congress, and apparently we can't count on the Supreme Court right now either. Thank you, Larry. Yeah. I appreciate your call. Thank you. God bless. Well, Ms. Wilson, she went on and on. She says, you cannot intimidate members of Congress, threaten members of Congress. It is against the law, and it's a shame in the United States of America. Well, yeah, it's against the law to be threatening anybody. You're really not supposed to walk around threatening people's lives. How many of them have threatened President Donald Trump? Or even said they wished? Yeah, had we even had inauguration, or was it on Inauguration Day when Madonna, wasn't it Madonna? Yeah, Madonna gets up and says she has thought about blowing up the White House. Was that Madonna? No, that wasn't Madonna. What's her name? I forget her name. Tells you how much I follow the snowflakes. And how many of them promised they were going to leave? They didn't. Again, they're just a bunch of liars. They don't mean anything that they say. Well, Pelosi and AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has a very large mouth, very overly confident. Nobody hurt that girl's self-esteem somewhere along the line. But Congress is not to be counted on. Now the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves, and I believe these are true fights, unlike some of the Republican Democrats, which I don't believe are true fights. I think it's all for the camera. I believe that Pelosi and AOC definitely are not getting along. AOC wants Pelosi to be a crazy woman, which she already is a crazy woman, but she wants her to follow her. The freshman has forgotten which one is the grasshopper and which one is the teacher. And she still is the grasshopper. And Pelosi's the old gal that needs to go in the young people's, freshman Congress people, representatives' mind. I hear the music. We're heading into another break. Your calls are welcome. Keep us short and sweet, because this will be the final segment of the day of today's show. Congress cannot be counted on. You cannot count on Congress. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's V-A-C-U-Pack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. I did have some things I wanted to share, but we're going to go straight to the phone lines. We have Tom from South Carolina. He's our poet. We've got a poet on the line. Tom, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Wrote something for the 4th of July. It's not to be taken extremely seriously, but
okay.
Maybe you'll enjoy it. But first I want to tell you one of the things I do. I hold up a big cardboard sign downtown and even up at the State House that says Build a Wall. It also has a circle with a slash through it that says North American Union. Because we don't want that. We don't want to be bound up with Mexico and Canada.
Absolutely.
It'll ruin our Constitution. So I guess some positive response, very little negative, but an awful lot of people just don't seem to care. Sorry.
They don't understand.
But here's my poem called Our Yankee Doodle Dandy.
All right.
Our days are filled with change, our ways are getting strange, and the more I think about these things, my thoughts get rearranged. So now we need a New York Yankee man, as tough as General Lee, who can fight a little dirty to help us being free. And here's another trait of our leadership of late. Our man could be like Jackson, a Stonewall man with a bigly plan to close the border gate. And we could hope for a billionaire to make some things more fair, for adorable deplorables never treated square. And he could change the fakey news to the news that's really there, and health care could return for anyone to earn or charity to share. But we need a New York Yankee, because they're stubborn, mean, and gruff, and they like some hanky-panky. Well, that ain't good, but Yankees like that stuff. Our golden boy, then so sweet, like a mockingbird could tweet, making all the creeps come out with nasty words to bleep. All the while he'd deal, artfully conceal what he really means to do, and lock the loony lefties up in a democratic zoo. It could take some martial law to save us from our flaws. We've closed our eyes to crooks and spies and lost our righteous cause. Sometimes a man believes what he wants and sees and just can't see the forest hidden in the trees. So here's the thing that's just been said, if you've read between the lines. It's not for generals to win or lose, but the me's and you's instead. Yet we can keep on wishing and hoping for the best, for a special kind of Yankee to rise above the rest. We'll wish for Yankee Doodle to keep us out the dump and seek for that old dandy, but we'll make do with Trump.
I like that. Can you send that to me, Tom?
I will do it.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you so much. I love the wit there. I appreciate that very, very much. We're going to go to, I'm going to move on here because we're running out of time. I'm going to go to Laura in Missouri. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Beth Ann. You know, the first thing we need to do, though, is define what U.S. citizen is, what a citizen actually is, because if you go to Black's Law Dictionary, they state that a U.S. citizen is an employee of the corporation, the U.S. corporation, which is what our government has been since 1871, when they brought in the Organic Act of D.C. It turned our government, our republic, into a corporate entity. And they no longer, the reason why D.C. doesn't listen to us is because all the people that are there supposedly working for us are actually working for that corporation.
For the corporation.
And that's all they have to listen to. They don't have to listen to us. So for a person to say that they're a U.S. citizen, I don't say I'm a U.S. citizen. I say I'm an American because I was born in the state of Missouri. So I am a Missourian, but I am also an American, and I don't recognize myself as a U.S. citizen, and I won't, because then I'm on the hook for the corporate rules and regulations, which are not our organic, constitutional, you know, republic rights and, you know, freedoms. If you're a U.S. citizen, you have to follow those specific rules and regulations, and you do not have any freedoms. But if you are a state citizen, you have all the constitutional rights, all the freedoms, you know, and liberties that our founders gave us. And that is the key, you know, for everybody. Everybody should recognize themselves as whatever state they were born in. That is your citizenship. And you can be a state citizen without being a U.S. citizen. It has been upheld by the Supreme Court. That is,
okay.
You know, that's something that everybody needs to be aware of and remember. And we were taught that in school a long time ago, but the teachers nowadays don't have to teach those things, and they don't want you to know those things, because if they did...
No, the teachers don't know those things.
That's because the Rockefellers took over the educational system back in the 30s, and they want us dumbed down. That's why they don't teach civics classes anymore. They don't, you know, teach you about important things that everybody should know, just like the militia is composed of all the citizens from 18 to 65, and we are the ones that are supposed to be the standing army, the standing protectors of our states, not the National Guard. And the militia is recognized through the Constitution. It is the militia and the Navy are the only two standing recognized armies by the Constitution. That is the only military that's supposed to be.
And I have to recognize the clock. I'm running out of time here, so
okay.
I'm going to have to let you go, Laura. We'll have Don Jans on next week on the 18th. So I think it's the 18th. That's a Thursday, I do believe. And we'll have him on then, and we can talk in a little bit more about this if he'd like to get into that. Thank you so much. You know, Laura's right. There's a lot of things we forget or we don't know, and we need to concentrate on some of those things and educate ourselves. But, folks, you've got to get involved. Your vote counts. If it didn't count, we wouldn't have President Donald Trump today. And that's why they hate it so much. That's why they want to rearrange it so much. There are several things here I wanted to talk about. I had several things highlighted in the Declaration of Independence and in the Bill of Rights that I was going to mention today, but we are completely out of time. But I'll be back tomorrow, and we will talk about some of these things and whatever happens between now and then. But mainly, what I want you to know, what I want you to think about, is do you truly treasure independence? Do you long for independence? Or is it something that you don't truly understand? Total freedom to do whatever you want is chaos. Liberty with responsibilities is independence. It doesn't come from a piece of paper, and it doesn't come from Congress. It comes from God. You can't count on Congress, but you can count on God. But will the future of this nation count on you to bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.